This is Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine. And I'm Danny D, here with Dr. Priya Franey, cardiologist at Northwestern Medicine. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks again for having me, Danny. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Now, heart disease is the leading cause of death in the U.S. Can you explain the condition?
Oh, sure. So heart disease comes in all forms. We include in the large umbrella of heart disease various subconditions, including heart disease risk factors like high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and heart diseases themselves when someone has had an event like heart attacks, coronary artery disease, like heart failure, problems with the pumping function of the heart. If you want to try to have an analogy, you could think of the heart like a room, and the walls of the room are your heart muscle. The plumbing that supplies the water to the sink in the room is the heart arteries or the coronary arteries. The wires within the wall that give electricity for the light to turn on in the room is the electrical system of the heart. So there are problems that can happen with all of those things. The heart failure means that the walls or the pumping function of the heart have gotten weak either during their pumping or relaxing. Blockages or traditional types of heart attacks that we think of are problems with that plumbing. And rhythm problems, when people have life-threatening or symptom-driving heart rhythm problems, occur in the electrical system. And then finally, the doors in and out of that room are like the valves of the heart. So the valves can develop problems with opening or closing. That's often called stenosis or regurgitation.
And thank you for this information. I'm certainly learning a lot, Dr. Franey. And what are the first steps to assess your risk?
So people should start with a basic understanding of their cardiac health. This includes knowing what is your blood pressure, what is your weight, what is your cholesterol, what are your diabetes numbers or risk. Then using all of that knowledge as power to drive an informed conversation with your physician and discuss whether additional testing or imaging is needed to further assess and refine what is your heart-related risk. You know, we have a lot of tools in our toolkit as cardiologists, and the first steps any individual can take is to really come with a interest in assessing risk and then developing a treatment plan.
Dr. Franey, thank you. This is Danny D with Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine, and we are discussing the risk for heart disease and the development plan. So, Dr. Franey, let's say I learned that I'm high risk for heart disease. What can I do next?
Great question. I mean, first I would say, don't get scared by hearing that you're high risk for heart disease and turn away. Take ownership of this and dive into it further. You know, when it comes to risk for heart disease, this is often a decades-long process of slow building of problems in the body and in the heart before it comes to clinical attention, before someone has an event. So, you know, the good news about that is that people have decades to make change to shift this risk trajectory as long as they're informed about what's going on in their body and how you can shift that trajectory. You know, many times people don't feel anything for the years and years that heart disease is slowly developing in the body, whether it's the blood pressure is too high or the cholesterol is too high or, you know, weight, diabetes, cardiometabolic syndrome is taking a toll on the blood vessels in the body. This goes on for years and years and decades, oftentimes, before something happens that causes someone to realize this is going on in their body. So having as early a conversation as possible about risk for these heart diseases is helpful so that you can meet with a physician, understand what are your risk factors that are not optimally controlled, and make a plan of what can be modified over the years and decades to prevent one of these events that I just described from happening.
And Dr. Franey, what are potential treatment options for those who are newly diagnosed with heart disease?
Sure. When patients are diagnosed with heart disease, of course, it depends on what type. Treatment options from a lifestyle intervention perspective include modifying what you're putting into your body, how you're moving your body to optimize your heart risk or reduce your chances of heart disease. From a medication standpoint, you know, we have all kinds of tools in our toolkit again, a lot of pill, IV, infusion medications that can be deployed when needed for those with different types of heart diseases. And then we have evolving procedures that we can use when needed, like stents or valve procedures. And then there's cardiac surgery as well. This is something that's sort of reserved when folks really need it. That is one of the tools that we can help connect people with when it's needed.
Again, this has been very helpful. Thank you so much, Dr. Franey.
Thank you very much for having me.
This was Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine. To learn more, go to nm.org.